planning and zoning commissioners who have been appointed or council members who are interested. How many of you are appointed or elected officials, if you would raise your hand? Okay, how many of you are staff members? Oh, wow. And how many are lawyers? And are there any others? Oh, there's another. Okay, we gotcha. Well, what we want to talk about today is I want to lay a foundation for zoning, what it is and how you make zoning decisions, so that when you get into a highly emotional zoning case where this can be seen the emails are flying and the pressure is on you as a staff member regarding a recommendation for a zoning case or as an elected or appointed official, people get very emotional over zoning. And so what I want to focus you on today is how to make a zoning decision when the stuff is flying all around you so that you can sort of block out that noise and really think about what your job is as either a staff member or an elected or appointed official. So we're going to talk about the basics so that we can prepare you for those situations. So what is zoning? We all know that zoning is the division of a city into districts, and each district has a different kind of a characteristic. But in legal terms, it is the exercise of police power. That means that in 1926, the Supreme Court said that cities have a governmental interest in regulating land use that supersedes the owner's right to use the land any way they want.